All right, class, let's pick up again. We're studying the unlimited power of faith. We've been studying the degrees of faith. And I believe we have gotten to the highest aspect of faith in 2 Corinthians 4:13 and verse 18. I want to remind you some of the things I said in our last class, that faith must work in you before it can work for you. And faith just don't come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You really, when the words speak to you, I believe that's when faith manifests. Same way you got saved, same way all the other manifestations of faith going to work. I told you we're going to come back with Romans 4:17, but make a note, we're working from 2 Corinthians 4:13 and 2 Corinthians 4:18, dimension of faith. And here we got, as a commentary of that level or degree or dimension or supernatural faith. I think when we talk about the spirit of faith, we're talking about you got to a point where you're constantly operating in supernatural faith. That's powerful, supernatural faith. Spirit of faith, I believe, is supernatural faith. In other words, faith that can cause the supernatural to happen in any situation. All right, so now in the 17th verse, as it's written, Romans 4:17. I don't need to miss this now. And remember now, we got the promise, we got grace, and we got faith working together. We got faith, favor. I want to use another F. We got the promise, we got faith, favor, and the future becoming one. See it? See those three? Faith, favor. Favor is grace, and the future is the manifestation. They become one. They're no longer separated. They're no longer, it doesn't matter how things look now. You know you got it because you're operating in a, wow, I feel that, a level of faith that is beyond the project or beyond the appearance of how things look. It's just there. It's driving the car before it get in it, if you get my point. So here, let's see how he did this. The first four words in verse 17 is so important. As it is written. See, that's important. I've made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Now that's a mouthful, but that's based on the spirit of faith. You can't call something that be not as though they were, because you're going to get discouraged. Your physical man, your natural man, satanic power, going to make you discouraged. But when you move through the dimensions of faith and matured in faith, you can call things that be not as though they were, because they are. It's based on Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Now, when I'm blessed with spiritual blessing, I can get any kind of manifestation I want. So when I call things that be not as though they were, that's what faith is all about. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm calling it in existence because I recognize in Hebrews 11:3, and make notes of these scriptures as I quote them, class, that I recognize that the world was not framed by things that do appear, but it was framed by the word of God. And so in essence, it's saying that you and I, ministry, life, ministry, family, we have to frame it by faith. When we say we're framing it by faith, we're framing it by the word of God. So that's where this modern church gonna miss it, because they're not really using faith. They're using technology, using theme. They're going and catching a whole lot of things, and they're producing something, but they're not producing the real thing. See, you can have a package, but don't have what's in the package. That's what I'm saying. So a lot, when a person really packing this kind of faith, you have to grow to it. You have to grow through it. I mean, you're going to have to use it. Information is not manifestation. See what I'm saying? And so you're going to have demonstrations of faith on this level. And class, you're not going to have a large variety of people who walking in this type of faith. Now let's go back to the language. People use the language, it's a vocabulary, but they don't have the voice of faith. The voice of faith, I say to you, and it's so important that you move from confession to profession. In other words, you possess what you're believing for by faith. You already got it. And so now every time you say it, you know you got it. All right. All right. Now 17 verse says, and call it those things which be not as though they were. Now, I'm saying to you again, in 2 Corinthians, look at 2 Corinthians 4:13 again. We have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, we believe and therefore have we spoken. Then Paul said, we also believe and therefore speak. You see, so that's another level. That's another level. But when the 18 verse come in now, the 18 verse tell you that the natural disappear. The natural disappear. The opposition disappear. Because you're in a category, or you're in a space of faith that Satan can't go. See. Satan believed, but he can't act because he'd been his rights to act. Satan is not born again. You know that, right? See, Satan, you know he never repented, right?
Right.
And you know he's not a member of the body of Christ, right? You know that, right? So he don't have rights you have. See. Satan is not God's son. Satan is not God's daughter. Satan is not an heir. Faith, your faith function from your heirship. And so there is the ability to move at a level where Satan can't go in faith. See, Satan has fake faith that he try to make us believe that we're operating in faith, but we're operating in his fake. We have to know that there's a dimension beyond him. There's a dimension. So that's where faith, that's where you got to go. To go in this fourth chapter we're reading now, go to 2 Corinthians 4:13 and verse 18. You're not going to be able to operate in the spirit of faith. A lot of things, class, that you have been aiming to do in this class with the voice of the Holy Spirit, with the help of God, even in your own personal life, if you sit down and meditate the dimension that you're moving through now, you're moving through dimension that the average Christian will never see. Okay? I mean, because just hearing that my faith at this level, working through my heirship, that I'm an heir of God. You see what I'm saying? That is so powerful. So he says in verse 18, who against hope. Now look at verse 18. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for in Hebrews 11:1. But here he says, who against hope. What are you talking about? Believes in hope. What's happening here? He's switching. He's switching from natural hope. He's switching from human hope to supernatural hope. So your faith, see, people try to operate in supernatural faith with natural hope. See, The Bible talks about hope in Romans 5:5. It said, hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. See, here's an area, class, that will cause fear and trembling in the body of Christ. Your faith can't function without your soul. You cannot, let's go back to Romans 12:3 then, if you think. See, if you don't have your soul under control, Satan's going to jack your faith up. He's going to puff you up. He's going to make you that same thing and just trying to do things without the help of God. Or just thank you so much. You got to have that balance. And so the total man actually get involved in your faith. I'm going to tell you about the three now. Your innermost being, your inner man, and your outer man. Your innermost being, which is your spirit. Your inner man, which is your soul. Your outer man, which is your body. All three finally must become sanctified, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, in order for your faith to operate in the spirit of faith. Your spirit, your soul, and your body become one. That's back to Romans 12:1-3. It's telling you how to operate this thing, how to operate. All that has something to do with the spirit of faith. Class, now, listen to where we're going here now. Listen to where we're going here. Romans 12:1-3, 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Yeah, Lord, give me that scripture back. There's another scripture called Hebrews 4:12. Are all involved in properly operating in the spirit of faith. Okay. Because you know in Hebrews chapter 5, it says you have your senses exercised. I mean, the total man has to be involved. And that's why a lot of time your soul will drop you if it's not listening to your spirit. Therefore, your body, you can't get your healing. Therefore, you can't get your manifestation. You seeing it? Yes, all right, now, verse 18 again. We're looking at a commentary on the spirit of faith in Romans chapter 4. I never heard it before, but the Lord gave it to me as I started talking. Who against hope believes in hope. So I say he switched from natural hope to supernatural hope. Supernatural hope actually classes in the word, where there's spirit and life. You remember it says spirit and life? Mm-hmm. See, the spirit of faith, let me show you something before I go any further, while the spirit of God is speaking to me. The spirit of faith operates based on Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Look at that. The spirit of faith, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, have made me free from the law of sin and death. See, so the spirit of faith take us into the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You see what it said in Romans 8:2 there? Huh? See. So that's why the spirit of faith, you see what it does now? It overrides the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Is greater than the law of sin and death. See? So what you can't have as a Christian actually lies within the law of sin and death. But when you rise up with revelation, insight, understanding from the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, you operate at another dimension. So natural things can't block you. Mental things by themselves can't block you, because you're renewing your mind and you get into the mind of Christ, the will of God, and you come to Romans 8:28. Look at Romans 8:28. That's the kind of faith we're talking about. Romans, all things work together for good for them who love God, who are called according to the purpose. All right, let's go back to this commentary on the spirit of faith. Hallelujah. Thank God. All right. Verse 18. Speak to the Holy Ghost, who against hope believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. Now, here we got again now, class. Very powerful for faith. According to that which was spoken. I mean, verse 18. According to that which was spoken. The spirit of faith operates through according to that which was spoken, not that was written. Oh, class. See, so now we come back to this hearing. You can't hear what's written. You can't hear what's written. See what I'm saying? So I believe the enemy have tricked us. People over the years have trying to hear what's written. But what's written has to be spoken for you to hear it. You will go, all right. Go back to verse 17. Mm-hmm. What you got before you jump in? As it's written, right? Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm. As it's written, got to turn into what we just read. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love it. I love it, Leroy. Teach yourself. Listen at it. As it's written. Well, we know it's written. Well, we got the book. But then Abraham, why didn't he say it according to what's written now? He had another dimension. He says, according to that which was spoken, so should our seed be. So he in a level of the spoken word directly to him. Not to Paul, not to Peter, not to James. You follow what I'm saying? I love it. So we got those two things. You write down them two things as it's written, you operate in the spirit of faith. According to that which was spoken. It just pull out to me clearly now, mm-hmm. that we've been trying to do so much by faith, by what is written. Mm-hmm. See? And we have rode the train so that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith cannot come unless the Holy Spirit bring it. See, the Holy Spirit functioned through revelation. The Holy Spirit functioned through anointing, right? The Holy Spirit functioned through unction. First John 2:20, First John 2, that's why it says you need no man to teach you there. In First John 2:27, it says the anointing teaches you. So if the Holy Spirit is not involved in your faith, you can't operate in the spirit. That's why he calls it the spirit of faith. It's the Holy Spirit type of faith. Oh my goodness. So if you look at it now, class, you look at, my God, bring it back to me. Could this be, look at 1 John 2:27. And I know we're talking about faith, but we're talking about an abiding anointing that began to teach you. Because faith must thrive and faith must be revived by T-R-U-T-H. Truth. Truth. See? Truth, in the spirit of faith, truth overrule facts. Mm-hmm. See, truth overrule feeling. The bottom line now, you have in the spirit of faith, the Holy Ghost and Jesus. Mm-hmm. I see it. You see it? See, you in the spirit of faith, when you rise up to the operating the spirit of faith, call it the spirit of faith because the Holy Ghost, and then is truth, according to 2 Corinthians 4:18, overruling facts. You see it? See, you have the truth overrule facts, circumstances, situation, whatever. All right? Lies telling you, you're not going to make it. That's a lie. But truth come right in and push it all out. See, because it's the Bible called the Holy Ghost in John 16:15. Put that down. The Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. So your faith, you cannot, oh my God, I'm seeing another commentary. You cannot operate in the spirit of faith without John 16:13-15. Because the spirit of faith has to be inspired by the Holy Ghost. And then there he said that the Holy Ghost is hearing, he's speaking, and he's showing your faith. He's hearing at another dimension, he's speaking from another dimension, and he's showing you from another dimension. And then the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, reveals to your faith all that God has belong to you. I mean, I know I'm in 1 John 2:27. I know we're in a lot of places, but we're dancing in the spirit right now. Because there's a lot of stuff. Actually, we got Romans 4:17 on down to the line showing us a commentary on faith. But then we have involved the Holy Ghost and Jesus and the truth. So Jesus is the truth and the Holy Ghost is the spirit of truth. All that has to be connected in the spirit of faith. Now, class, you're going to have to study this because this is no Sunday school class, you know. So now when we come down, it is written, but then according to that which was spoken. In other words, I've heard this for myself. I got this. See what I'm saying? That's the only way you're going to be to operate in the spirit of faith. Now, when you go to 1 John 2:27 class, you're dealing with there's a certain anointing on the spirit of faith. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a certain anointing has to be on the spirit of faith because you call it the spirit of faith. You didn't move through the other classes now. You're in the graduation class of going to places that you've never been before. But the backup, the backdrop of a living witness is Abraham with Sarah there in Romans 4. But then Jesus said, watch this, and I want to use it with this, you shall know the truth. And the truth will set your faith free. Mm-hmm. Can you see it? Romans, that's John 8:32. You see, so we got the spirit of faith. We're talking about truth. I'm going beyond the book I'm teaching from now. Mm-hmm. See, the Holy Ghost is not teaching because I studied about the Holy Ghost last night. And one thing he said, he speaketh, the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. He testifies. He leadeth. He guideth. And so anytime you get in a zone where the Spirit of God begin to talk to you, you're in a new zone. You're writing a new book. All right. So now let's see for 1 John 2:27. I need to read that because it's an avenue that the Lord is teaching us in this class that I think your faith going to work more effectively. And then you're going to be able to teach people the proper aspect of faith. That voice said, but the anointing, which verse John 2:27, I want you to get this. And you got to have down John 13 to 15. Now in that 12th verse, a great lesson, you all right? In the 12th verse of the 16th chapter of John, whole first John, in the 12th verse of the 16th chapter of John, you find out that if you don't get in a certain area, there are certain things God can't speak to you. Now, what's so good about that and what's so clear about it, that's the mouth of two or three witnesses, the same thing is said in Hebrews 5. And I think it's Hebrews 5:12. See? Same thing. I have many things to say to you now, but I can't tell you it's hard because you're hard of hearing. Now, what does this bring me to now? This brings me to the fact that my faith and your faith must have ears. So then faith comes by hearing, right? You must have ears. And what we're training in your class is that the spirit of faith is in a divine bracket, is in a supernatural bracket, is in, you can't go no higher in faith. In other words, you're at the top of the class. But you're at the top of the class of faith, but at the same time, you never fully arrive because this type of faith is infinitum. It had no limit. It has no ceiling because it's God himself. When you operate in faith properly in the spirit, it becomes Jesus. It becomes the Holy Spirit. It becomes, let's go back up, let's get a father. It becomes God himself. It's God doing it. You're no longer doing it. You ride. But you follow what I'm saying? But that when you get to that level of faith, you got to get to that level because other levels, there can be interference. When you start operating in the spirit of faith, you're not longer a confessor now, you're a processor. Because you're operating in a profession of faith. In other words, I don't know if you can handle this. Just take it for it works, but you become a professor of faith. You know what I mean? You know faith work. I mean you know your class. You know you can't be stopped. You reach the rim of faith impossibility. It's nothing impossible. Your faith go in the realm of there's no impossibility because your faith is in, oh my God. Your faith is in the same realm with God. In other words, your faith become God. Your faith become Jesus. Your faith become the Holy Spirit. Your faith become the Word of God. You see what I'm saying? See, you're moving in a dimension because he said, he to whom the Word of God has come, did not I say that you are gods? In other words, you're able to operate. I gave you faith in my Word to enable you to operate just like my Son. Jesus was the commentary of faith. He showed us he operated always in the spirit of faith. Jesus never operated in great faith, little faith. He operated in the spirit of faith at all time. That's where you and I can go. Even though we got this body, even though we got this soul to deal with, but if we know we got to deal with them and know how to deal with them, according to Romans 12, 1 through 3, we can operate in the same Mark 11, 22. We'll come back to 1 John 2. Mark 11, 22. And that's what it's saying to us. Because one translation says, have the faith of God or have the God kind of faith. Write that down. Have the faith of God, Mark 11, 22, or have the God kind of faith. That verse said, have faith in God, right? What is it? Have faith in God, Mark 11, 22, or have the God kind of, what is it?
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God. Mm-hmm. All right, now, it's actually saying having the same kind of faith God has. Having the same kind of faith Jesus had. Now, you never heard this before. Having the same kind of faith the Holy Spirit had. See, you grow to that league, or you grow to that level. Now it's dangerous to go to that level. And so that's why the warning is given us in Romans 12, 3. Look at that warning again. I want you to look at that warning. Paul said, by the grace given to me, I said to every man, not to think himself more high than the other thing, but to think soberly. You see, because all that's got to be in place because your soul will kick your feet off the track. Because pride, arrogance, manifestation, demonstration, exploit, miracles start happening in your life because of faith. And you still have this human aspect of you. If you don't know your lesson, if you haven't been trained, that faith gonna mess you up. Can you see it?
Yes, sir.